Welcome to the Non-Dual Performer podcast. My name is Sam Katadia, and we're going to be discussing performance in all walks of life. And we hope that this podcast will develop your curiosity and your insight around what it means to perform well.
Hey, welcome back to the Non-Dual Performer. And today we're going to be talking about a topic which is close to my heart. We're going to be talking about performance. So go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, one of the things we wanted to talk about today is this notion of getting in the zone and what that actually means. A lot of athletes always want to try and rediscover that place where everything flows, everything is effortless, and performance just seems to look after itself. Is that something you've experienced at all? What comes to mind when I say get in the zone? What do you know of it?
So for me, the first time I really experienced the zone was I can remember. It's a bit of a weird example, but I was 5 years old. I was doing judo. And I just remember feeling so in tune and naturally flowing with the person who I was throwing and who was throwing me. Even being thrown on the floor just felt so natural, so aligned. I was very, very focused, and it just felt really natural. There was no contrivance in me trying to be a good judo student at the time. It was just beingness was present. I didn't have to, obviously, like, I was 5 years old, I didn't know the moves, so I was watching and learning, but I didn't have to constantly police myself to try and be who I was. And that natural in the zone flow is something that a lot of us strive for. So how would you help people explore that, maybe in from a sports sense, and then also in a work life sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're a professional athlete, or even if you're an amateur or whatever level, it doesn't matter. We all want that experience. I think we agree. Yeah. We all want that experience of feeling like we're in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
However, the misinterpretation of the zone is that it is a state. That is, it's somewhere to get to and find. Now, if you think, I've got to get into the zone, you're not going to. It's not a place. It's actually a lack of place.
That's great.
But you'll get self-help books of techniques of how to find that feeling and that
5 steps to get in the zone all the time.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff like that. But the zone, for want of a better word, is when our sense of self merges into our environment. So that it could be on a football pitch, it could be playing cricket, it could be painting a picture. It is dissolving of subject and object. Suddenly, if you are some of my clients, if I ask them when they've had an amazing game, can you tell me about what happened in that game? They can't, because they've become, sounds a bit cheesy, they become at one with their surroundings. And that, it's very easy when you're in that place to think, oh, brilliant, I want to get back to that place. But it is not looking for a place that allows us to sort of go there. It's almost like an anti-place where there's no effort and there's no trying, there's no individual striving. And really, it doesn't come from being relaxed. It doesn't come from being confident. It doesn't come from being excited. It comes from being. It comes from knowing your being and knowing whatever you're experiencing right now isn't you. I've seen footballers be in the zone when it looks like that they are stressed, they are frustrated, they're all over the shop. They had amazing games. It's just, you know, so it's a complete and utter fallacy, certainly in the sports psychology industry, that I've got to somehow tame your nerves so you're a bit more calm, so you're not screaming and shouting. Look at McEnroe in the zone when he's effing and blinding. Look at Roy Keane, centre midfield, very aggressive, very steely kind of player. You know, looks very, very uptight in the zone a lot of the time. So the first lesson around getting in the zone, and there are no rules to getting in the zone other than knowing that it's not a place. If you think it's a place, you're going to be looking for a long time and scratching your head, trying to think, how on earth can I get back to how I played that last game? It can show up when you're least expecting it. So if you explore that, the idea that getting in the zone shows up when you least expect it, expectations and beliefs take us away from that natural state, that natural being at one with our immediate experience, being our being and knowing ourselves as that only, and letting performance flow in its own way. So expectations, let's talk a little bit practically. If we expect a game to go in a particular way, it never does. In fact, it takes us away from our responsiveness in the now and, you know, those zone-like qualities. So expecting and over-planning certainly isn't a way to get in the zone. Now, really, if you want to play better sport, just play sport. Just be for that action, be for the craft, show up and see what happens. Certainly don't go seeking the zone. Certainly don't go seeking a better performance in the game. That's why you suddenly get teams on a losing streak, or sometimes we call it a slump. That's why you suddenly, a team will lose five on the bounce. But alternatively, that's when a team will win five on the bounce, is because there's a lack of searching and seeking and just going again. It's so easy when we lose a game to try and figure out what went wrong in our approach within the game that takes us out of our natural skills and our natural prowess. And, you know, it will show up when we realise that ultimately the zone is always present. It's about being, and it's about recognising that. Now, being in the zone does not discriminate about how you should actually be. You know, that's another, you know, myth. Again, you can be in a whole manner of different ways and show and express different behaviours. It has nothing to do with being in the zone. I mean, when I play football, I eff and blind and I get annoyed, but I love that. I love that fight. I love that competitiveness. You know, some people will look at me and say, how on earth is this guy a sports psychologist if he's losing his head like this? But I'm not. I'm enjoying that heat. I'm enjoying that competitiveness. It's actually, for me, a moment of presence when I get angry.
Yeah, exactly. And this really brings us back to, you know, the reality that how you're feeling isn't an indicator of how well you can perform or being out of the zone. And you know, some days I have like really high pressure stress days and I'm performing like right at the top of my game.
Good insight.
Right at the top of my game. So it's really good to recognize that.
Yeah, and what a relief that we don't need to feel confident to play really well. We don't need to feel relaxed to play our best sport or do our job properly. State is completely unrelated to how we perform. It's the belief that we need to be in a particular state that damages the performance.
If there's
one lesson I can, practical pointer, a belief that I've got to feel a particular way in order to perform, It's nonsense. And unfortunately, industries have been created around this idea that we need to feel a particular way to perform well. I've, you know, studying sports psychology, becoming chartered, I've got 2 degrees. I was led to believe there were certain mindsets and states in which to achieve and obtain. All a load of nonsense. And really, 16 years, you know, you could say it was wasted. Really, it has helped me qualify and give me some authority to really back up what you just said, Jamie, that we must let go of the belief that we need to feel a particular way in order to perform well. And it links into the whole theme of this podcast, which perhaps we won't go so deep into right now, that there is no mind body there calling the shots. If we think there is, then we are really going to be chasing, seeking, managing, coping. Sound familiar? Well, that's the whole mental health industry for you. It's an industry built around trying to fix the unfixable. Scientists have never found a mind. So when you hear mind coaches, sports psychologists, mindset coaches, and they're trying to sell you optimum states, run a mile, they've never worked. If one way worked, then we wouldn't have so many bloody books on the market. We'd have one solution for everybody and we'd be on our way. But unfortunately, misunderstanding breeds misunderstanding, and industries have fed off that in Western societies in particular for decades now.
Yeah, I mean, it can be very alluring to someone who may be experiencing what can be perceived as negativity to want to find relief from that negativity and create as themselves this ideal of the perfect confident performer, whether that's in sports, business, or even in just everyday life, just in your relationships. So, you know, those traps take you away from
being,
from actually just being, you know, from that integration, like you said, Sam, into the environment, where you lose yourself in the environment, and it can look like anything. It can look absolutely like anything, you know, because if it can't look like anger or frustration or anxiety is a massive one in the mental health industry, and you know.
Yeah, it's. I'm certainly not saying that these experiences aren't experienced. Really, the benefit or the utility of these explorations is to let go of the grip of trying to manage them, and to think that somehow the trajectory of our life is somehow at the whim or the driving seat of particular states of mind. And again, I would just want to reiterate it. It's the belief that certain states are better than others is a form of subtle materialism. It's saying, like we do it in life, we say, right, when I win that trophy, then I'm going to feel happy, I'm going to feel complete. Or when I get rid of my anxiety, then I'm going to feel better. Do you see that in both of those statements, there's a chasing? So what I would, you know, a little suggestion to do is in all walks of your life, look at when you hear your, look and observe and see if you can catch yourself saying, when I get X, I will be better. Yeah, so when I get rid of that anxiety, or when I get in the zone, or when I fix that relationship, then I will feel complete. Start to observe. We all do it, I do it. Start to observe those misinterpretations, because we have everything that we want now. It's it being experienced now and being held by awareness that is indestructible, that, you know, we've talked a lot about on our other episodes. Relate to that, let the story flow, let it run, and in that movement, in that flow, in that sense of ease, that's when the zone is not something that you find, it's something that was always there. It's the seeking that moves us away from the zone. It's the seeking that we need to rediscover our inner game or find ourselves again, or we need to go off to some retreat in India and sort our heads out so we can come back recharged. No, we've got access to truth and insight and the gifts of awareness right now. It's being experienced now. That is where the zone resides and always has done. It's not in a material object, feeling, state, sensation. It is something that is always present, that is allowing us to have just a multitude of very cool different experiences. Can I finish on anything? Well, stop seeking that ideal state, stop seeking getting in the zone, and see what shows up. Don't have an idea of what the zone looks like. Lose those expectations. See what shows up in your profession or practice skill. You know, a little caveat I might put in there: no matter how much I relax into just being, I'm never going to be a professional footballer. I haven't practically mastered that trade. It's not something that I have done in this lifetime. I enjoy football, and maybe it helps me play a bit better. But you know, look at operationally something that you've really, really committed to on this planet, and see that seeking in states and feelings will get in the way of you performing how you want to.
Great. Thanks, everyone, and see you in the next episode.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning into my podcast channel for this episode. Hope to see and hear from you all soon.